Arıyor. Dying over. What is even is there? He is trying his best to come out, but can't do so. Parisevana.
Oh yes, Parisevana. Well, he wants to go to San Jose now. In 2 weeks' time, he wants to go to be with Bhakti Sudhir Maharaj. He's collecting money.
He got money for passage.
For passage.
Hare Krishna. It will difficult to get visa from South Africa or India.
Yes, Lalita Charan, your disciple, he was
so
able.
You may come to Mauritius and there, from there.
Well, we can.
India is very against to that Dharmant government.
Yes. But your disciple is from South Africa. He was able to slip through without a visa.
Without visa to Lalita Charan.
Lalita Charan.
They thought that he was Indian. They thought he was an Indian.
The South African state and Israel. India is very unfavorable to these two states.
Koyananda Maharaj has arrived.
I've come. Hare Krishna. Koyananda Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna. We have not yet any discussion with Yudhamani Prabhu.
No.
Hare Krishna. Jai Gaura. The heart that he was entangled in a kiss there. But anyhow, he has come out of it. Annaya bhitri ka bhak, yat saath sarvatra sarvada. Annaya pitarata, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. In Hegelian conception. Progress in a case may be of two aspects of direct and indirect. So we are requested to include everything. Within favorable consideration. Direct, indirect, both harmonized. And both is necessary for the Lila, for the pastimes. Just as opposition party also have a necessary position in the parliament, in democracy. So the opposition has got its position. And Bhagavatam says, instructs us to include both forms into one, all the paradigm. Tattena kampa. As they were apparently favorable and apparently unfavorable, both harmonized in Krishna consciousness. The plenary wave that is all harmonizing. So, any trouble which we have to undergo for the service of Krishna, that should be invited equally. If not invited, at least welcomed. Anukulasya sankalpa. We shall try to go in the favorable way, but if unfavorable things come, also we must not back out or complete anything else. Sagdevanivari, Sagdanarapeshavitullatadarshila, Narayanaparasarvi, no. Udashtana vibhati sargava vargva narageshavi tullattva darshina. Of equal value. Suffering, pleasure and pain of equal value. When we are engaged in the service of Krishna, I shall get remuneration. Of course, remuneration in the terms of affinity, more affinity, attraction, love. Hari Janada Vishwani Kena. We shall not give anyone chance to create any opposition. Our general behavior should be that no opposition may come. That should be our program. We must not invite any opposition. But still if it comes, Tarura Vishayishnuna, we must forbear it, tolerate it like a tree, passive. And the face of any sort of attack, three words in a passive way, no offensive or offensive. Saruri vasahishnana. Amanina, he won't want anything in name or fame or credit, even in the form of credit. That is Pratishtha, means credit. Won't want anything as credit. Amanina, manodeno, but he will pay regularly the honor that is demanded from outside. Kirtaniya sadahari. So if you can move in this way, then your Hari Kirtan will be your chanting of the name of Hari, your preaching will be nirgun, beyond any qualification. No want anything for it. If you can adopt this process in your preaching, then it will be purely nirguna. That is, without wanting anything for in change for your activity. Nishkam, that is automatic. Automatic, ahituki. No reason. It will be only Ahituki, causeless, nishkam. You do not want any remuneration for it. That will be nirgun. If you can adopt such process in your activity, then it will be nirguna, gunatita. Nothing fetching for this purpose, no fame, no name, no money, nothing. But only the preaching of the sprage Krishna. Want to preach Krishna, to give out to the world Krishna conception. That will be nirguna. Amanina Mahamadina Kisarina Salahi. And it is not a temporary program, but it is his whole life program, life after life, eternal program, continuous, not for a particular period. Of course, adjusted according to his own capacity and position. But the program is an eternal one. Satatam kītāyam tūmāṁ yatam tasta dihapvata namasyam tasta māṁ bhakta nitya yukta upāsati. It is a continuous program. Life after life. I took up pratihata jayātmā sapvasīta. And there will find your inner satisfaction of your heart. Die to live means not cessation, not a static thing, not a cessation, it is also dynamic. This. Die to live. Live means a continuous Hari-Krishna, Hari-Krishna, Gaur Hari-Gaur, Gaur Hari-Gaur, Gaur Hari-Gaur. There is Bhagavad Maharaj, is there. And there is one Kundalata lady.
Yes.
She sent a letter.
Kundalata.
Yes.
Direct to me or to Anuradha?
Yes.
And Parvat Maharaj is there.
Bhagavad
Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Devi.
Yes.
She says that Vipadak Shantitak Shashvat.
Svatta Sattva Jagat Guru Bhavatu Darshanam Yatta Dharmunat Bhavadarshanam.
So she seems to have reached the stage where she's inviting that kind of opposition.
Inviting. Inviting for which?
Kind of opposition.
To remember Krishna.
The positive thing is that.
Yes.
Apunat bhavadarshanam. Unat bhava. Unat bhava which takes birth again and again. Of death and birth, apunat bhava continuous, eternal. To have eternal connection with Krishna, if she is ready to invite anything appropriate. at the risk of everything. That is, he is inviting death to live, die to live, in a similar line. The die to live. To invite danger means in the line of death, pretty good. But for which to have eternal, continued consciousness of Krishna, apunat bhavadarsana. Punat bhava means coming and going, punat bhava. And apunat bhava means continuous. Bhavatu apunat bhavadarsana, a continuous vision. For that, any risk I am ready to take, rather I invite. I invite the danger which may bestow to me the continuous companionship. Vivadasyam tatasasat, tatva tatva jagadvi. In every stage of life may have peculiar difficulties, taste and promotion. Taste and promotion. Those that want progress in life, they are not afraid of any examination or test. They will invite that undesirable examination, which will produce the desired result. To face the risk and to come with flying color, with greater position, higher position. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. You also said once, in taking that risk, you quoted that verse, Tyaktva Swadharmam Saranam Bhujam Harer, that it's better to take that risk, even you may go down in the process, because what is gained otherwise if you remain in your position without taking that risk? You say no risk, no gain.
There's no risk there. I also told that in the beginning, all risk, no gain. And in the end, all gain, no risk. Because in the beginning we consider that the misconceived gain, that is the only substantial thing. So all risk. And that is uncertain, adhukshaja. What I shall gain or not, I don't know. So all risk, no gain. But when we reach the goal, we see that no risk, the risk was all misconception. Misconceived wealth, that was the risk. And the gain is the real thing. So all gain, no risk in the end. And in the beginning, all risk, no gain. That is uncertain, arukshata. I can't feel it. But at present, within misconception, I think I am master of all I survey. So I am to lose, to take risk. But it is because of this misconception, ultimately we find I am out of misconception. So it is all gain, no risk. But in the beginning, all risk, no gain. Uncertain gain.
Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Krishna. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam vajya. Aham tam sarva papebhyo mukto isyami. When we have to give up our immediate duty, we have to take some risk. Even. But when that is compensated amply by the graceful embracement of the Absolute, then all they know to, never to repent. Masucha. You will have no chance of mourning when you reach me. But when you start living your immediate duty, you are taking some risk. Abhadharmaan parityajya. Maam ekam saranam vraja. Give me up all your engagement, come to me. Rukmakhaishyami mahasucho. I shall relieve you from all the troubles. You won't have to repent in any way. So all again. Hare Krishna.
But sometimes before you mentioned how one may be encouraged in the constitutional line.
Don't lose your position, try to stand firm. Then that is, that advice is that we may not back, go back. For that purpose, to make us firm in our present position, that sort of advice is given strong. Rather die, don't back out. Come back. Don't be over greedy to march forward, but consolidate your position where you are first. And then, when there will be time, I shall advise you to march on. In this light it should be taken. Sadharmini Dhanam Sriyo. To maintain your position, you will rather die. Take all this. But don't move an inch from your present position. Then Sabbadharmaan Parityajya Mamekam. When you will receive my call from your heart, within your heart, come forward. Give up all your aspirations and march towards me, and I am there to protect you. And such inspiration you will feel within you, that my call will enter your ear, sabbadharmaan parityajya. Then you will know. As long as you are not sure about my call, you take your standing on your present position. Generally, that is meant that you may not have to go back. You will be immature, you will come forward, but you will lose your present position and go down. To save from that position, this has been told. Always relative, and that's said it. Progress is necessary, not going back is necessary. This requires that you be firm on your own position. Don't be very fickle, but when you will hear the absolute call, then you won't care for your present position. Take risk and march on. Otherwise progress is meaningless. To maintain one's own position and to go forward. Both things equally necessary. And never go back. By the call of Swami Maharaj, many came, but many back out. Some going to be Sahajiya, this, that, in this way. They cannot maintain their position. And some, they are hankering more. What position he has got, they are trying to dive deep. Not that coming in connection, they have reached the highest goal. They have got some position. And the progress is not finished there. It is always dynamic. From that position also they will try to go deeper, deeper, this way. And life is dynamic. Life is dynamic. And the path to the goal is infinite. There is some example that always movement. If you stand, you will fall. Just like cycle. When moving, it is all right. But if you stop, you will fall. So always be in dynamic position in progress. Krishna thought that Brahma is static, more or less. Viraja Brahma, that is static. But Golok Vaikuntha, they are dynamic, moving. And moving, you are safe. And moving, you are safe. Again, progress. Once personal attendant, three or four personal attendants of our Guru Maharaj, they approached him to speak something, but they are hesitating, they don't speak. Then Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada could understand them from their movement. You want to say something, but you don't say. What do you want to say to me, to ask? Then they hesitatingly ask, yes, we came to ask you, but we hesitate. No, no, you say what you want to say. We came so long, no time, 12 years or 15 years, we have come. But we do not find any progress within our heart. That was our question. That we don't feel any progress in our heart. It is peculiar that Guru Maharaj told, what do you say now? Is it right, truth? Well, yes, it is true that we don't feel any progress. then it is all right, you go. A peculiar answer. All right. If you could feel that you have got something, that would have been dangerous. In connection with the impermanence, it is such that you are maintaining your position without getting anything tangible. If you find something, you have got something tangible, then you are deceived by Maya. A peculiar thing. To try to understand what is progress, what is satisfaction that I have got something, that is dangerous, that I have got something. Coming in this line, it is dangerous to feel or to say that I have got something. So how to understand this sort of statement? Because what I think that I have got in possession, next moment I may not see that it is there. বিচক্ষণ করে দেখিতে চাইলে হয় আঁকি অগোচ অধুক্ষজ ওয়েলথ দ্যাট দি আদার্স প্রপার্টি এক্সটেন্ডেড টু মি ফর হিজ সার্ভিস ইজ মেরি উইথড্রন এভরিথিং আর আই ক্যান নেভার থিঙ্ক দ্যাট ইট ইজ আন্ডার মাই পজিশন বাট অ্যাট দি সেম টাইম ইট ইজ এনকারেজ টু ফাইন্ড that it is in the position of the devotee, of my guru, etc. A peculiar thing. It is there. Aham bhakta paradhino. The Lord is he is tied down by the affection of the Vaishnava, of my guru. But I am not a devotee. I am not a devotee, I am not up to mark. So I have nothing. Everything is in possession of my guru, of the Vaishnava. I can see that clearly. But not in my possession, because I am not up to standard. But I see there up to standard, and there is obligation of Krishna. Krishna is in obligation with the devotees, I can see. But not in obligation with me, because I have not come up to that standard. That is the peculiar position of the devotee. But sometimes when pralabhito, pralab, what is known as pralab, pralab means delirium, in that stage sometimes they are thought, yes, I shall see. You are doing this mischief to the Vaishnava, to the Guru, to the Vaishnava. I shall fight with you, I shall show you. What strength I have got to serve them. In indirect way, this sort of position one may feel, and that is like delirium that I have got extended strength of the Adhukshu, the transcendental in me, sometimes for the service of the Vaishnava. They may feel it in indirect way. And they sometimes boast, I shall fight with you, I shall show you what is the nobility and the greatness of my masters. In this way, he may assault sometimes. But that is temporary inspiration, something, palavita vaka. व्यतिरेक taking risk, having nothing, nothing in hand, but going to fight with, making the sadhu's character, something like that. Amita Vaishnavi buddhi hoi bhi amani naam bhavami. Pratishtata hasi vidaya dushi bhi hoi bhani ram. As soon as I think that I am a Vaishnava, my road to hell is clear. Amani na havani. Then I shall think I am someone. Someone. I have some credit. No. Whenever you will come to think that you are a devotee, you are finished. What is this peculiar thing? Because a devotee should always be conscious that his master is autocrat. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagadabhaktam. I am everywhere and I am nowhere. The whimsical, sweet-willed master, he has come to serve. He goes according to his sweet will. And I have made him my master. So that I always must be conscious that I have got the service of the autocrat sweet will. He's everywhere, he's nowhere. And at the same time, moite te suchapaham. They are always in me and I am always with them. The special case with the devotee. But I am not so. I am trying to be their servant. I am trying to be the servant of the Vaishnava. Of the servant, of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. In this way, peculiar position. Peculiar position. As I told, that the telescopic system, though the glass is in between the sight and the seer eye, but it enhances vision. And there are many glasses, very fine and distant things they can take to me by the help of the many glasses. So many guardians, guardian after guardian, guru parampara, the most distant thing may come nearby, guru parampara, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant in this way. They are all goodwill. So many guardians, so many thinkers of me about my fortune. So I am rich. I am rich as much I have got my number of my guardian. They are all well-wishers. I possess so many well-wishers, so many guardians. So I am a rich man in this way. In the beginning, the devotee may think, why these people will come between and trouble? So many Vaishnava, Vaishnava. God and the myself, I must have direct connection. And it is not necessary, not desirable, that any man will come between. This is Kanishthadika. This is impractical. But when they will come to the practical stage, they will find that only through the Vaishnava that God is tangible to the devotee. They have substantial position, not abstract position, that will become this Sri servant of a Vaishnava sadhant of a guru. This is not theoretical proposal. This is most practical. That Vaishnava will come between me and God. This is our practical game, not theoretical. So, when they have got, any man has got his devotion towards God, he is in the lowest class. But when a real attraction towards Vaishnava, he is higher class. He is promoted. And it is reality. Madhvakta nāṅśati bhakta teme bhakta tamāmata. He is really my devotee who has got attraction or recognition and serving tendency by my own sadhana. There it comes to in reality. Otherwise it is fictitious, more or less fictitious. He wants me. And none. The hierarchy. The king is there and so many different staff surrounding him. I want the king and the missile crossing and neglecting all this hierarchy. That is theoretical, imaginary. But when we really come in connection with the king, I shall have practically to come in so many sovereignness of different grades of the king. And in a particular department I may connect with him. That is practical. So, whenever we are told, that is a great test, whether one has got pure devotion or not. If he says, I have got devotion, for Ramchandra or for Krishna or for Mahaprabhu, but not in the line of any devotees. No recognition for the higher devotees, other sadhus. Then this is a fictitious devotee. Just as we think in the case of Meera and others, who says we only have recognition of the Supreme Master and not his paraphernalia. That is a fictitious lower position of a devotion. But the devotion, when it takes the real position, they must have some sort of master, who is the link of the master, which will connect with the Supreme.